tonight I just want to preach just for a little while on just the simple thought of when Jesus shows up. When Jesus shows up. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and your grace. God, I ask you to just touch our hearts tonight. Touch our lives. God, I ask you to just encourage the saint tonight, Lord. Bring home the backslider. Oh, and God, save the lost. Lord, just do what you want to do in this service tonight. God, send your rain to touch us tonight. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen and amen. And I just want to preach on when Jesus shows up. You know, it just makes my mind wonder. That when I look out into the stars and I see that moon and in the day I see that sun. I see that someone out there had created that. Yeah. I read last night where Jesus, where God the Father and the Holy Spirit, they created this world. And they created everything in it. And I just thought, you know what? That Creator wants to dwell with me. Yeah. That Creator longs to be with me. That Creator longs to show up in my everyday situations. I read in the Bible where it says, "Who is man that thou art mindful of him? And the Son of Man that thou would come and visit." God wants to visit you tonight. I don't care what the state you're in. God wants to show up in your situation. I read in that Bible where it says in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." I'm wanting to come in. I'm wanting to long. I long to be with you. I want to dwell with you. I want to show up in your situation. Tonight, Christ, He is knocking at your door tonight, saying, "Why don't you let me come in to your situation? Why don't you let me come in to your heartache? Why don't you let me come in to your struggles? I want to come in. If you hear my voice, open the door tonight." Jesus wants to show up in the situations of Seventh Standard. Tonight, all we got to do is just open that spiritual door by faith and say, "God, take over. God, take over the situation. God, take over the struggle. Take this weakness. Take this fault. God, just show up. When you show up, victory comes. When you show up, miracles happen." Allow the Lord to show up. The Bible says that He inhabits the praise of His people. In other words, when His people start praising Him, He starts to dwell. That word inhabits, it just means to dwell. So when we start to lift up our hands and to magnify God, God's looking down and He's saying, "I'm going to dwell there. My people are praising me." Oh, in the struggles and in the trials, just begin to lift your hands one more time under God and to begin to praise Him. And you'll see that the Lord will show up. The Lord will be right by your side. The Lord will answer your prayer.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. I'm talking about when Jesus shows up. When we begin to start praising Him. When we praise Him, He inhabits. Let me tell you, He desires to show up. When you woke up this morning, I believe with all my heart that God was waiting for you to start praising Him. I believe when you woke up this morning, God was looking down from heaven saying, "Oh, when are they going to start praising me? Oh, when are they going to start talking to me? Oh, I just long to be with them. I long to be with Sister Pat. Oh, when is she going to start praising me? Oh, when is Brother Tony going to wake up? Oh, I just want to be with them. I want to dwell. I want to show up in their life, in their situation." Yes. Jesus longs to show up.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. We treat God sometimes like we annoy Him. We treat God like, you know, He gets annoyed when we start praising Him. Let me tell you, God, He doesn't get annoyed.
That's right.
You know, God doesn't, He's not up in heaven saying, "Oh great, I guess Seventh Standard's having another service. I guess I got to go and dwell with them. I guess I got to go down there and meet their needs." No. God's not like that. God is waiting. He's saying, "I'm waiting for Brother Jeff to praise me. I want to show up in that situation. Oh, I'm waiting for the Weavers to start praising me. I'm waiting. I want to show up. I want to show up in your midst." The Bible says in Matthew chapter 23 and 37, He says, "How often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen gathered her chicks?" Oh, He wants to dwell with you. He wants to show up. He wants to bring you unto Himself. He wants to be with you tonight. He wants to show up. Amen. He has that desire. God has a desire. Look in the mirror tomorrow. Look at yourself. And you'll wonder why God wants to desire. God, why does God desire to be with me? You'll say that to yourself. Why does God desire to be with me? Let me tell you, He does. He desires to be with you. Desires to walk with you. Desires to talk with you. Desires to be with you in the hard times. I'm talking about when Jesus shows up. How many know when Jesus shows up, the atmosphere changes? Have you ever had, you're facing just a hard time and just a struggle, and you just think, you know, the whole atmosphere around you just seems bleak and it seems tough and it seems rough. But then you start praying, and then just all of a sudden the atmosphere starts to change. Oh, all of a sudden Jesus shows up. Let me tell you, when Jesus arrives, the atmosphere changes. Amen. I read in that Bible, oh, where those disciples, they're on that boat, and the storms and the waves, they were crashing them. Oh, but Jesus was down underneath, and He was asleep. And those disciples go unto Him. They say, Master, don't you care? We're out here, we're about to die. Don't you care? But Jesus gets up, goes to the top deck. Oh, rebukes the storm, rebukes the wind. Oh, the atmosphere started to change when Jesus got to the top deck. Some of you are facing storms, trials, hard times in your life. Let me tell you, when Jesus shows up, the atmosphere just changes. When Jesus shows up, the storm ceases. When Jesus shows up, oh, the waters, they just stop and they're still. I'm talking about when the atmosphere changes, when the Christ arrives. Tonight, if you're facing a hard time, a trial, just allow Jesus to show up and the atmosphere will change. Amen. Amen. Some of you, you're battling fear. You're battling depression. You're battling sorrow. Just allow the Lord to show up. And I believe the atmosphere will change. You'll start to see joy. You'll start to see peace. You'll start to see happiness. When Jesus arrives, the atmosphere changes. Amen. I thought about those three Hebrew boys. You know, the king set up an image for them to bow down and to worship, and they didn't bow down. So the king said, you know, we're just going to throw you into a fiery furnace and heat it up seven times hotter. Right. And so they throw them in there. They throw those three boys in there, and I can just see the king. He just walks out and he looks into the fiery furnace, and I don't know, I imagine some things sometimes. You know, I think maybe he kind of takes a step away, but then kind of looks back into the furnace, and then he says, wait, didn't I throw three in there? Didn't I throw three of them in there? But why do I see four? And why are they loose and walking around? Let me tell you, Jesus showed up and the atmosphere changed. Some of you are facing fires and struggles. All you need is just for the Lord to show up in your fires and in your hard times, and the atmosphere will change. They might look at you, oh, I did not loose them. Oh, the devil, he'll say, you know, I did not bound them and tie them up in this sin and this struggle. But let me tell you, when the Lord arrives, the atmosphere changes. You'll begin to walk around loose. You'll begin to be untied to praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The atmosphere changes when Jesus shows up. And how many know when Jesus shows up, He just doesn't bring the ordinary? No. When Jesus shows up, He brings the miraculous. When Jesus shows up, He brings the unordinary. When Jesus shows up, oh, you might face a struggle, an impossible task. But when the Lord shows up, the impossible is met. When the Lord shows up, those impossible deeds seem to shrink. Oh, and God arises. Oh, and the impossible deeds shrink. Oh, and all you're left there is just with your hands raised high in victory tonight. I'm talking about when the Lord shows up, the atmosphere changes. And how many know, when Jesus shows up, there's salvation. You know, I thought about that lady. Jesus was in the temple. And they brought unto Him this lady that was caught in adultery. And you know, they were trying to tempt Jesus. And they say, well, Jesus, according to Moses' law, this lady should be stoned to death. She was caught in adultery. And then we hear the famous words. Jesus says, he who is without sin, cast the first stone. And the Bible tells us that one by one, They got convicted in their hearts, and one by one, they all started walking out of the temple. And then Jesus says to that lady, oh, go and sin no more. Today, oh, let me tell you, if you're lost in sin, if you got family lost in sin, friends lost in sin, let me tell you, just have the Lord show up. Yeah. Amen. When the Lord shows up, there's salvation. Let me tell you, that lady should have died in the temple that day, but the Lord was there, and the atmosphere changed, and salvation came to her life.
Amen.
When the Lord shows up, salvation comes. Amen. I thought about Zacchaeus. Oh, great multitudes around Jesus, and that short man, he can't see Jesus, so he climbs up that sycamore tree. Oh, and then the Lord says, Zacchaeus, come down from there. Today, I must abide in your house. Today, salvation's coming to your house. Some of you tonight, all we need to just have is just the Lord to show up in our situations. The Lord to show up in our families, in our trials. Oh, when a sinner comes to our house, just have the Lord show up. Amen. Salvation comes when the Lord shows up. Amen. How many know healing comes when the Lord shows up? How many ever been healed by the Lord? Amen. I thought about Jairus' daughter. Jairus comes out to see Jesus and says, Jesus, you got to come. My daughter's dead. You got to come. So Jesus goes out there, some other things happen, but all in the end, Jesus shows up at Jairus' house. And there's a bunch of people around Jairus' daughter, and they're praying and they're carrying on. And then Jesus says, why are you carrying on? The daughter is not dead, she's just sleeping. And you know, they all start laughing at Jesus, they all start making fun at Jesus. But let me tell you, Jesus went in there, grabbed her by the hand, and she arose. Why? Because the Lord showed up. Why? Because the healer showed up. Tonight, if you're facing a healing, a disease in your body, cancer, I don't care what it is, diabetes, anything, pain, oh, just have the Lord to show up tonight in your body. And let me tell you, healing will come. Amen. Amen. How many know He has a name above every name? He has a name above cancer, a name above arthritis, a name above pain. He has the power. He has the authority by what He did on that cross. He said, oh, by His stripes we are healed. Let me tell you, when Jesus shows up, there is healing that comes. Amen. Amen. How many know when Jesus shows up, there's victory and deliverance? You know, in the Old Testament, Joshua, he's just about to go to Jericho. And it's about the chapter before. And then a man comes out to Joshua with a sword drawn. And he starts walking out towards him. And Joshua goes out towards him and he says, are you for us or are you against us? And the man says, I'm the captain of the Lord's army. Oh, when Jesus comes, oh, there's victory, there's deliverance. The next chapter, we read when the walls of Jericho are falling. Why? Because the Lord showed up. If you're facing, oh, if you're bound by things tonight, there is victory when Jesus comes. There's deliverance when Jesus comes. Oh, they faced the walls of Jericho. Oh, a tough task. But the Lord came, and deliverance came, and victory came. Let me tell you, there is victory when Jesus shows up. Victory. Amen. And let me tell you, when Jesus shows up, there's salvation, there's healing, there's victory, there's deliverance. And when Jesus shows up, I'm going with Him. Amen. I said, when Jesus shows up, I'm going with Him. Let me tell you, this thing, this world is just about done. You just turn on the radio, you'll hear all the trash, you'll hear all the nonsense that's going on, and it just points you, oh, that the Lord's soon return. He is about to come back, church. We need to get ready, church. He's about to come. Oh, we need to be ready. The Bible says, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, church, when He comes, oh, I'm going with them. Amen. When the Lord comes, He'll bring salvation. He'll bring the healing. He'll bring deliverance. Oh, but most of all, when He comes, I'm going to go with them. Amen. I'm going to make that rapture. I'm going to make that place called heaven my home. When the Lord comes, I'm going with them. Amen. Amen. And I thought, Jesus was there in the temple. Remember when He began to read about, or out of the book of Isaiah? And He's reading and He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." It was a prophecy in Isaiah about Himself. And Jesus is reading it there in the temple. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's come to bring deliverance, to heal the sick, etc." And you know what? What a great start of a move of God it would have been. You know, that prophecy was being fulfilled in their very eyes. Jesus, the one the verse was talking about, He showed up that day in the temple. And He was saying, "I am here today to bring deliverance. I am here today to open the blinded eyes. I'm here today to save the lost. I'm here today to heal the sick. I'm here to bring revival," He was saying. "I'm here to do a great work." But you read on and it says that the people got mad. They got angry. And the Bible says they even tried to kill Him. Let me tell you, Jesus showed up that day wanting to do a great move, wanting to do a great work, wanting to move mightily in their midst. But they just wouldn't let Him. They just wouldn't allow God. They just wouldn't allow the Lord to have His way. And let me tell you, let me bring you back to the text tonight. He says, it says, "For where two or three are gathered together in My name, and there I am in the midst of them." Let me tell you, Jesus is in our midst today. And He has come to do a great and a mighty work here tonight. He has come to heal the sick. He has come, oh, to save. He has come to set free. He has come to bring revival tonight. But what will we do with Jesus here tonight? Will we allow the Lord? Will we allow the Lord to have His way in our midst? Will we allow the Lord just to do what He likes to do? Tonight, Jesus has showed up wanting to do great things. Amen. I say we let Him have His way. I say we let the Lord, oh God, just send Your rain. God, send Your fire. Oh, send Your wind on this service. Send Your wind on these people. God, have a great move here tonight. Amen. Let's all stand here tonight. Amen. 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 Father, I love You. I worship You. Lord, I thank You. God, I stand upon Your word tonight where it says where two or three are gathered together in Your name, that You will show up in the midst of them. God, I believe without a shadow of a doubt, You are here. You are here tonight wanting to do great things. God, touch our hearts. Lord, strengthen us tonight. Be with us tonight. Lord, save the lost, heal the sick. God, just bring revival to Your saints. Lord, bring revival to this church. Father, just have Your way. In the name of Jesus. Father, touch us. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 A quick show of hands. Say, you know what? I need a healing tonight. You just raise your hand tonight. Does anyone need a healing tonight? Amen. Maybe there's one here tonight that said, you know what? I need salvation tonight. Just quickly, you just raise your hand. Maybe there's one here tonight that said, you know what? I've been battling things. And I need victory and I need deliverance here tonight. You just raise your hand here tonight. Amen. All those that raise your hands, can I ask you to come up to the front? We're going to pray for you. I'm going to ask Dad and Brother Jeff and all the young preachers and Brother Baker to come. We're going to lay hands on you. We're going to believe God to do a great work in your life. I mean, oh, the Lord wants to. The Lord's here tonight to do great things. All those that would, let us come, gather around these altars. Let's pray. Let's ask the Lord to do great things.